1 Kings chapter 11. Now King Solomon loved many foreign women, along with the daughter of Pharaoh. There were Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites. They were from the nations concerning which the Lord had warned the Israelites, "You must not intermarry with them, for they will surely turn your heart away after their gods." Yet Solomon clung to them in love. He had 700 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines, and his wives turned his heart away. As Solomon aged, his wives turned his heart away after other gods, and his heart was not faithfully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of his father David had been. Solomon worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and did not fully follow the Lord, as his father David had. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, and for Moloch, the abomination of the Ammonites, on the mountain to the east across from Jerusalem. This is what he did for all his foreign wives, who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods. The Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. He had commanded him concerning this very issue, that he should not worship other gods, but he did not do what the Lord commanded. So the Lord said to Solomon, "Since you have done this, and you have not kept my covenant and my statutes that I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom from you and will give it to your servant. Yet, for your father David's sake, I will not do it in your lifetime, but I will tear it out of the hand of your son. I will not, however, tear away all the kingdom. I will give one tribe to your son, for my servant David's sake, and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen." The Lord raised up an adversary against Solomon, Hadad the Edomite, who was of the royal line in Edom. When David was in Edom, and Joab, the commander of the army, had gone up to bury the dead, he attempted to kill every male in Edom. For Joab and all Israel stayed there for 6 months until he had eliminated every male in Edom. But Hadad, being a young boy, escaped to Egypt along with some other Edomites who were his father's servants. They set out from Midian and came to Paran and mustered more men out of Paran. They went to Egypt to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who gave him a house and appointed him provisions and even gave him land. Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so he gave Hadad his own wife's sister in marriage, the sister of Tapenes, the queen. The sister of Tapenes bore him a son, Genubat. Tapenes raised him in Pharaoh's palace, and Genubat grew up in Pharaoh's palace along with the sons of Pharaoh. When Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, and that Joab the commander of the host was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me leave that I may go back to my own country." Then Pharaoh asked him, "But what have you lacked with me that makes you want to go back to your own country?" He answered, "Nothing, but please let me go." God raised up another adversary against Solomon, Rezin the son of Eliada, who fled from his master, Hadad-Ezer, king of Zobah. He gathered men and became commander over an army after David killed many of them. They went to Damascus and settled there, and he became king in Damascus. He was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, besides the trouble caused by Hadad. He despised Israel and reigned over Aram. Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, an Ephraimite from Zeredah, was one of Solomon's officials, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow. He also lifted up his hand in rebellion against King Solomon. This was the reason why he lifted up his hand in rebellion against the king. Solomon built Milo terraces and closed up the gap in the wall of the city of his father David. Now Jeroboam was a very talented young man, and when Solomon saw the young man was industrious, he put him in charge over all the forced labor of the house of Joseph. One time, when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, the prophet Ahijah, the Shilonite, found him on the road. Ahijah had clothed himself with a new garment, and the two of them were alone in the field. Ahijah grabbed a hold of the new robe he was wearing and tore it into 12 pieces. Then he said to Jeroboam, "Take 10 pieces, for this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I will tear the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon and will give 10 tribes to you. But he will retain 1 tribe for my servant David's sake and for the sake of Jerusalem, the city I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. I will do this because they have forsaken me and worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, Chemosh, the god of Moab, and Milcom, the god of the Ammonites. They have not walked in my ways, nor done what is right in my eyes, by keeping my statutes and regulations as his father David did. Nevertheless, I will not take the whole kingdom out of Solomon's hand, but I will allow him to rule all the days of his life for my servant David's sake, whom I chose and who did keep my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand and will give the other 10 tribes to you. To his son I will give 1 tribe, that my servant David may have a lamp always before me in Jerusalem, the city I have chosen to put my name. I have chosen you, and you will reign over all your soul desires, and you will be king over Israel. If you obey all I command you, and will walk in my ways and do what is right in my eyes, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as my servant David did, then I will be with you, and will build you an enduring house, as I built for David, and will give Israel to you. Because of this, I will punish David's descendants, but not forever." Solomon tried to kill Jeroboam, but Jeroboam got up and fled to Egypt, to Shishak, king of Egypt. He stayed in Egypt until the death of Solomon. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, and all that he did, and his wisdom, are they not written in the scroll of the acts of Solomon? Solomon reigned over all Israel in Jerusalem for 40 years. Then Solomon slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of his father David, and Rehoboam, his son, ruled in his place.